All right, continuing on, we've talked about insurance for human itself enough, but not for pets. So we'd like to speak to the right authority on this, and we have Kevin Hung, the Chief Executive Officer and also the co-founder of OYEN with me in the studio. Welcome, Kevin.
Thank you for having me.
All right. First of all, I'd like to congratulate you on OYEN has recorded a coverage milestone of 100 million ringgit worth of protection for pets as well to date. So maybe you can share a little bit background of OYEN itself.
Sure. Mm-hmm. So OYEN is a digital-first general insurance platform, mm-hmm. and we provide unique, broad and personalized general insurance to customers direct to them. Mm-hmm. So what we provide is also a way for customers to purchase this insurance online, and they also can get customer service from us with our team of friendly employees who will provide these services. The first product that we launched in 2021 is our pet insurance product. Essentially, what OYEN covers is the medical bills when your pet falls sick or when they get injured. Mm-hmm. And the bills that we pay for is up to 8,000 ringgit a year. Mm-hmm. Customers can go to any clinic in Malaysia. There is no panel. They can make payments first, submit the bills to us online. Mm-hmm. Typically, within 2 to 4 weeks, we will reimburse mm-hmm. the money back to them. So it's seamless, easy way to get your pets covered and to afford for your vet bills. Mm-hmm.
But some might want to know, how does it differ from human insurance? Is there any difference or is it works the same way?
So for human insurance, you have many different products. You have life insurance, you have your medical card, and then you have your critical illness insurance. For pet insurance, it's what we call a general insurance product. And it acts similar to your human medical insurance, where we will reimburse your bills. Mm-hmm. So what is different is, of course, the product itself is unlike human insurance, you need to go to a panel. Yeah. But for our pet insurance product, there is no panel because vets are very much around different neighborhoods around the country. And we want people to access to the best quality care easily, and they don't need to go to a panel of our choice. Mm-hmm. And the way pet insurance works is also different because for human insurance, you can do know your customer. Mm-hmm. But for our eligibility process, we require customers to submit information about their pets. And this can be in the forms of, your vaccine card, mm-hmm. Because pets don't have IC, right?
Yep, yep.
So we will need some information that is normally provided by the vet. Mm-hmm. And then in some cases, pets can also be microchipped. All those information will help us to make sure that the policyholder is the right policyholder.
But for every pet owners, before purchasing or even investing into the pet insurance itself, we like to know what are the potential benefits and also the drawbacks of purchasing this pet insurance, because we want to know the pros and cons of everything, right?
Of course.
So what are the pros and cons or potential drawbacks and benefits?
Yeah, so for our pet insurance product today, the maximum limit is 8,000 ringgit per year. Now, vet bills can be very expensive. Yep. I think, Nabila, you're also a pet owner. And most of the times, people don't know how much it costs, yep. because the vets don't display their bills to you, right? So it can come as a shock that certain accidental trauma cases could cost up to 2,000-3,000 ringgit. For some chronic diseases, like for cats, kidney problem is a common issue. That's right. You must have heard before.
My cat has kidney problems.
There you go. So, and with kidney problems, sometimes it can be chronic and it can be long-term, just like humans. So the medical bills that you get can continue up to their age of, 10, 11, 12 years old. So the good thing about our coverage is that we cover both outpatient and inpatient visits. So for human insurance, certain or most insurance companies, they don't pay for your normal flu, fever, diarrhea. For humans, if we get diarrhea, we just eat a pill, done. But for pets, you never know, like whether this diarrhea has another underlying condition, because the pets don't tell you. They don't tell you anything. Mm-hmm. So it is more important to get them tested, get them checked, and to find out what are the underlying conditions. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the key benefits. And of course, one thing that customers need to understand is that insurance doesn't cover everything. Just like human insurance, there's also exclusion, things that we don't cover. Similar to human insurance, we don't cover things that are preventive in nature. Mm-hmm. For instance, if you want to get your pets vaccinated. Mm-hmm. Now, vaccination is not an insurance coverage because it's a routine treatment. Mm-hmm. Similar to also your routine checkups, mm-hmm. or your deflea, your deworm. Basically, if your pets are healthy, there's nothing wrong with them. That you cannot claim for insurance if you go to a vet visit. It's only for sickness and injury.
I see. So just now you mentioned about somebody, a cat that already has a, you know,
pre-existing.
So what implication might this have for coverage and premiums?
So that's a good question. At the moment, our premium ranges from 32 ringgit a month up to 80 ringgit a month. So it depends on whether your pet is a cat or a dog. So there is a higher...
Wait, before you continue, is it just for cats and dogs or
any
other pets?
At the moment, it's just for cats and dogs. We unfortunately can't insure turtles, rabbits, you know, lizards, snakes, because most pet owners in Malaysia today, in fact, around the world, are cat or dog owners. Mm. So we provide coverage for both cats and dogs. Mm-hmm. For cats, it's as low as 32 ringgit a month. Mm-hmm. For dogs, it's as low as 51 ringgit a month. At the moment, the pricing is only varies based on whether you're a cat, your pet is a cat or a dog, and we don't look at your age. So because pet insurance is so new to the market, we want to keep it simple. So the pricing is very standard. Mm-hmm. And for customers who have pets that already have a pre-existing condition, mm-hmm. they will just have to declare to us. So it's known to them, they will let us know that the condition already exists and it will be excluded from your policy. So that is something that we're very upfront to customer about, because OYEN is all about transparency and communication with our customers and also accessibility to the insurance coverage.
Okay, we understand that not all pet owners are as fortunate or has the money. So how, in what ways might pet insurance like OYEN can impact overall financial planning and budgeting, especially for pet owners?
So the thing about pet insurance is that before OYEN existed, mm-hmm. when there was no option, people will find it very difficult to get access to quality of care. Mm-hmm. When you have to pay an additional 200, 300 ringgit for blood tests, you will have to decide between your savings and your pet's life. Now, that's the position that we don't want to be in. You know, that is so sad because...
I really understand.
Yeah, can you imagine if you are at the counter and you see someone being in that position? Yeah. So one interesting and important way that insurance can help is that we educate customers very early on that pet care is important and there is a huge responsibility to be a pet owner, right? It's not just for fun, right? It's a big responsibility. A life is now is in your hands. Mm-hmm. So you need to think about budgeting early. So getting insurance for as low as 32 ringgit a month is something that you pay for maybe 2 cups mm-hmm. of Starbucks coffee, right? But that helps people think about how, in the unlikely event that there's an incident, mm-hmm. we are able to pay up to 8,000 ringgit. Okay. And we pay 90% of that. Mm-hmm. So when you have insurance, you will think twice less. Mm-hmm. Right? Should I get a blood test? Maybe I should, because that's the right, based on a doctor's advice, mm-hmm. that is the right way to get the best treatment. So that's where we see insurance help with the affordability of pet care, and in the long term also help the pet care industry to promote better and more responsible pet mm-hmm. owners.
But how does OYEN evaluate or compare different pet insurance policies to find the best fit for our pets' needs and budget?
So we will always ask the customer, how many pets do you have? Mm-hmm. Sometimes some customers have more than 5, 6, 7 as a cat owner. Mm-hmm. I always say that once you have your second cat, it's a slippery slope because you know that it's the same effort to take care of 2 and 10. Mm-hmm. So we will always ask them, okay, how many pets do you have? Mm-hmm. And, you know, what is your budget for pet care? Mm-hmm. And also, how much are you already spending for food? Mm-hmm. Because sometimes if you compare, like, spending maybe 500, 600 ringgit for mm-hmm. food, mm-hmm. what is 32 ringgit per month for your pet? So we'll always identify the number of pets they have, and then look at their budget as well. Mm-hmm. So if the budget permits, we will then recommend them the right level of package, because mm-hmm. there are 3 different plans that cater to all kinds of budgets for our customers.
Maybe OYEN itself can introduce, because we have everything Rahmat, makanan Rahmat and everything, right? So what about OYEN? Will OYEN introduce pet insurance Rahmat as well?
So what do you mean by Rahmat?
Rahmat as in pocket friendly.
Right. So for pocket friendly type mm-hmm. of coverage, I think during the festive period, mm-hmm. We of course also continue to educate customers about the mm-hmm. More budget friendly premiums. Mm-hmm. And we also offer customers who have multiple pets an additional discount. So for instance, if you have 3 cats, we offer the second cat onwards a 10% what we call a group discount if you purchase them under a family plan. So there will be Rama for people who are, you know, in a group like you. You have two cats. So that's something we do have at the moment. Two is enough, that's right.
But talking about festive season, we have Raya approaching, Raya Aidilfitri. We can expect that the pet owners will board their cats more than your usual amount. So what's the plan or protection incorporated product that you can provide to the pets especially?
That's right. So whenever you bring your pets to a boarding center, especially during Ramadan where many people will put them in a boarding hotel, the chances of getting and contracting a virus or other conditions will increase because your pets
exposed.
They're exposed to other cats. And also, they could get into a fight, for instance. So when you look at our coverage, we cover the any sickness and injuries that also happen during your boarding period. Now, of course, we want to make sure that you take all the preventive measures, like, you know, checking with your boarding centers whether they have policies to reduce the number of you know, sick cats or maybe cats with flea. And also, you know, personally, you should take these preventive measures before you put them at the boarding. Make sure their vaccinations are up to date. Make sure they are deflea, and make sure they don't carry any illness. So you also don't spread the condition to other pets. But if unfortunately they do get sick or get injured, we are able to process the claim. In fact, we have already done so many times since the last previous festive periods, and that's when our claims volume will go up. Post Raya, right? When people come back, they bring their cats home. They realize that many of them will fall sick or have gotten injured, and that's where we have experienced this before. But we want to advise most pet owners out there to really think about your cat and choose the right boarding centers with the right policies and the right track record, and before you go away for your Raya.
But before we move on, are there any specific conditions or illness that a pet insurance like Hoyan don't cover?
No, that's a good question. So what I've mentioned earlier about exclusions, insurance doesn't cover anything that is related to pre-existing. So for example, if your cat already has contracted a sporovirus, for instance, and you only found out about insurance too late, unfortunately, and you want to buy insurance, unfortunately, for anything related to sporovirus, it won't be covered. But things that are not related to sporovirus can be covered. And what's also important to make a comparison is human medical insurance. So if you think about your human medical, what are the things that are not covered? For instance, dental treatment. So even human medical don't pay for dental, we don't pay for dental treatment unless it's due to accident, right? And the other thing that is very common with human insurance is what we call congenital condition. So it's a condition that has been present since birth. And insurance doesn't cover conditions from birth. So how we will find out about it is that we will verify the diagnosis with the vet. And we will ask the vet whether this condition is congenital or not. So as a pet owner, when you adopt a pet or when you get a certain breed of pets, certain breeds have tendencies of a congenital condition. As a responsible pet owner, you should do your research about it and find out what are these congenital conditions that will not be covered by insurance.
Okay. Moving forward, having said that Oyen has reached a certain target, so looking to the front, what's your future target and also vision for Oyen itself?
Sure. So for pet insurance, I think we're at a very, very early days of penetration in Malaysia. If you look at countries like the UK or even the Nordic countries, the pet insurance penetration is around 30% to 60%, meaning almost half of the pet population in these developed countries are insured. For Malaysia and even Southeast Asia, that number is, I think, around a single digit. So maybe even less. And I would say Southeast Asia at the moment, Oyen is probably the largest digital insurance. Thank you so much. But because it's so difficult to build a pet insurance product, it's not like human medical. You must have empathy. You must be caring. Your service must be good. Because pet owners love their pets so much. You cannot provide a poor service. So for us, we are really excited to bring pet insurance penetration in Malaysia, not only in Malaysia, but in Southeast Asia, to maybe a 2% penetration rate. That would mean in our target, something like 100,000 pets insured in Southeast Asia by 2025, Malaysia 50,000 pets insured by 2025 as well. So making pet care more transparent or more accessible. Mm-hmm. But more than that, we also want to make insurance simple. Because what we've learned with building a successful pet insurance product is that insurance no longer is engaging. People look at insurance in a very, distrustful way. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And we want to change that. And hopefully, as we launch these other products in Malaysia and in Southeast Asia, we can make insurance more accessible and more inclusive for everybody.
And more layman.
That's mm-hmm. right. And more layman. And that's why we've launched our cat insurance agent mm-hmm. mascot. If you can see my little pin here.
Unfortunately, it's not here.
Oh, it's not here. My cat is not here. Just my badge. So this mascot of ours that we launched last week, the idea is to introduce a brand that has a strong personality amongst Malaysians and a brand that is approachable, caring, reliable to talk about insurance. Mm-hmm. So imagine a cat talking to you about insurance. You will feel less formal. Mm-hmm. It's more engaging, more fun. And hopefully build a more trustworthy brand for insurance as well.
But do you plan to introduce a beyond pet insurance product, service?
Yes, so mm-hmm. during the brand launch, together with the announcement of our milestones and our cat insurance agent mascot, we launched our travel insurance. Mm-hmm. And the reason is because we got a lot of feedback from our customers that mm-hmm. said, "Oh, I'm so impressed by your service. I wish human insurance was as good as your mm-hmm. service." A lot of our customers are millennials. So majority of our customers are between the age of 25 to 36.
Gen Zs.
Okay. And also, very interestingly, 77% of our customers are female. So just like you, Nabila.
Okay.
And what's interesting is the Malaysia statistics for insurance showed that women are more uninsured than men.
Okay.
But for our portfolio of customers, 77% are female. So I think there's an interesting trend to look at how
just
we can...
Just for pets, I think.
Just for pets, maybe. But then when we introduce travel insurance, mm-hmm. the idea is that we want to protect pet owners when they're traveling overseas. Mm-hmm. But we are the first in Malaysia to introduce certain elements of pet protection. Mm-hmm. So like you said earlier, when you leave your pet at a boarding and say you're traveling overseas and your travel gets delayed, and you cannot come back in time and your pet needs to continue staying at the boarding, mm-hmm. we will expand for your pet boarding up to 1,000 mm-hmm. ringgit and also for a coverage called trip curtailment. Mm-hmm. So if your family member gets sick today while you're traveling overseas and you want to return home, mm-hmm. The unused portion of your trip, you can expense it. But pets are not family by your policy definition today.
Okay.
What OEN has done is we introduce pet as mm-hmm. a family member. So touch wood, if your pet passed away, you need to fly home. We're also able to cover the trip curtailment costs.
That's nice. Okay, maybe before I let you go, a little something that you can advise to all the pet owners out there.
Sure. So, insurance is something that is important for us as humans. And if you consider your pets as your family, it's also important to think about getting them insured, because you will never know when one day they will get an expensive bill, and vet bills are very expensive these days. Think about how you want to get them insured easily through us on our platform, oen.my, or you can just speak to any one of us to get more information.
All right, and that is Kevin Hung, the Chief Executive Officer and also the co-founder of OEN. I would like to say thank you again for taking the time to speak with us, and also all the best for OEN for the future endeavors.
Thank you so much, Nabila. Thank you.